Do you actually need a new website? Or does the one you're in 8,217 hot, have you got need fixing? If your website isn't bringing in enough inquiries, it's very easy to think, we need a new website. And you might. But before you spend thousands replacing it, I'd want to know something first. What's actually stopping the website you've already got from doing its job? Because if you don't understand that, you could end up with a much better looking website that still has exactly the same problem. A better looking website won't necessarily work better. A redesign can make a huge difference, but only if you're fixing the right things. If people are landing on your website and struggling to understand what you do, why they should choose you, or what they should do next, changing the design alone won't solve that. The same applies if the proof isn't strong enough, important information is buried, or the journey through the site is making people work too hard. You can redesign all of that beautifully and still lose the inquiry. Looking better and working better aren't necessarily the same thing. Sometimes there's plenty worth keeping. Not every underperforming website needs replacing. The platform may be fine. It may work perfectly well on mobile. The basic structure may still make sense. The real issue could be the messaging, hierarchy, trust, or the route towards getting in touch. Maybe your strongest point is halfway down the page. Maybe the website talks too much about the business and not enough about what the customer needs to know. Maybe you've got great testimonials and case studies, but they're nowhere near the claims they're supposed to support. Those are problems worth fixing. They aren't automatically reasons to start again. Sometimes you've simply outgrown it. There are also websites that have reached the end of the road. The business has changed. New services have been bolted on. Pages have been added over the years until the structure no longer makes much sense. The site is difficult to update, or the platform is starting to limit what you can realistically do. At that point, rebuilding may be the sensible option. But the reason isn't simply that the website feels old. It's because the existing site can no longer properly support the business you've become. Work out what's wrong before deciding what to replace. This is the bit I'd get clear on first. You may only need a handful of focused changes. You may need to rethink the messaging, structure, and customer journey. Or you may genuinely need a new website. But deciding that before you've identified the problem is backwards. Instead of starting with, do we need a new website? Start with, why isn't the website I've already got doing its job? That's the question that tells you what actually needs to happen next. Not sure what's getting in the way? That's exactly what the website and conversion review is for. I'll look at the website from the customer's point of view and show you where clarity, trust, structure, or the journey could be costing you inquiries. I'm not going into it assuming you need a new website. You might. But let's find out what's actually wrong first. 60 minutes. Recorded. 5 clear fixes. £97. Money back guarantee.